At one point, we were all in huddled, this, I know, room full of guys, mostly white. I think maybe one or two black guys in it, yeah, but mostly white guys. We were all in our, as we would say in the Marines, in our skivvies, and standing around. And after a while, someone called my name, Joseph Smith. And I looked around. Will you follow me, please? I followed him. It was a Marine. I don't remember now whether he was a corporal or a sergeant. Or his dressed blue uniform. So he said, I've called you out because you're very special already. I didn't know about recruiting and they did that because I was called out from the midst. I said, yes. Would you like to be a Marine? So I don't know much about the Marines except that it's part of the Navy. And I don't want any part of the Navy because all I could do there would be a cook. I said, I already know how to do that. And so I'd rather go someplace where I can learn something else, like drive a truck, for example. I said, I don't know how to drive a truck. I said, so that would be some advancement. I said, but cook, no thing. He said, well, no, the Marines are a part of the Navy, but they give you the same training that they give all the others. There's no difference. You go to boot camp, you learn to train, and you become a fighter or a warrior or something. He said, no, it's all the same. So I got on the train with the rest of my new buddies, and there were just a few men on the train, white men, reading newspapers and glaring at me. Uncomfortable, but I ignored it, and we just talked together, anticipating what we were going to get into in our Marine induction. The camp. Well, we went on and on and on until I heard the conductor say, I think it was Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Now, I had papers which said I was supposed to transfer at Rocky Mount, but I didn't know. I thought they had papers too, which said Rocky Mount. I said, well, here's where we get off. And I started getting ready. I said, no, we're going to, we don't get off here. I said, well, I'm supposed to get off here. Said, how is that? He took my papers. He said, I don't understand this. I said, I don't either. He said, we're going to Paris Island. I said, I don't know anything about Paris Island. He said, but that's where we're going. That's where the Marine Corps camp is, boot camp. And the other guy said, yes, they were going to Paris Island. I said, well, I'm supposed to get off here. We were all in a quandary. You know, it's what was going on. And it still hadn't struck me, because he said we were going to, the recruiter said I was going to receive the same training. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to be in the same camp. Mm-hmm. So I took leave of my fellow enlistees and got off the train, began to feel lonely again, isolated. So I got off the train and just walked back and forth right where I got off, back and forth, back and forth, and I saw no people in the station. Mm-hmm. I was Okay, well, there weren't many people who were on the train anyway, so I thought this was just an isolated station, not like South Station in Boston, you know, Milling people is a small place. And so I waited and waited, and after a while, the train came. And lots of coaches, some were actually empty, just one or two people and others. And so I started hurrying to get on board, and the conductor, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm going to, I think it was Jacksonville." That's where, that was the next stop, Jacksonville. He said, "I mean, you can't sit up here. You have to go down there. You see those people there? You follow them." And I looked down there, and there looked to me like hundreds of black people who were apparently in the back of the station, because I hadn't seen anybody at the time, and I hadn't gone to the back. I just walked back and forth along the track. They were streaming out to the train, and they were all going to one coach. And I said, "They can't all get in that coach." You go to, if you're going to ride in this, that's where you go. Oh boy. So I went on down, followed them, and it was the most wretched experiences. There were women with babies and bundles and boxes, and it was in August, hot. North Carolina is hot, hot, hot in August. And we got in there, crammed in, as you can't imagine how it was inhuman.